Today is Monday, December 30th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So today is, Mark said a wise thing. He said to me, and I think I read this somewhere on the internet as well, and it's not something new, but I'm just thinking, oh, it was a very wise thing that he said. He said, the days between Christmas and New Year's don't really exist. And he's like, you know, you go to work or you don't go to work. No one really knows. And I saw some tweet like that as well, like some tweet saying that those days don't really exist or something, that everyone just spends those days not knowing where everyone else is. There was some tweet. I don't know. I wish I could go to it. But basically they were saying, oh, I just spent my time between Christmas and New Year's catching up on some Netflix shows or something, because the days between Christmas and New Year don't, you know, everyone, no one knows where you are anyway. So you might as well just do, you know, do something like that. All that to say, Thursday and Friday of last week, or no, Friday of last week didn't really exist. I mean, I went to work, but I could not make myself do anything. Like, hardly anyone was there. I got there late. I left early. I wanted to get something done, but I could not motivate myself. And then today was the same thing. I got there late. I took a longer than normal lunch. I left early. I was like, oh, I'll go ahead and get my recording out of the way. There were more people there, but not a full, you know, a full complement, we'll say. And I don't know. And plus, you know, I've talked about my job a lot, and I'm in one of these situations where I don't hate it, because I am doing stuff that I enjoy doing. I am doing stuff centering around technology and programming and working with operating systems and servers and, you know, technology. But there are things that I'm not really liking about it. You know, I don't think my boss is very supportive. I don't get the budget that I need to be successful. I don't have a large enough team. I'm probably not good at getting the things that I need, like, you know, being persistent. I've always been a person who just found workarounds instead of going to management and showing them a bunch of charts and graphs as to why I needed a particular budget to do something, or trying to mess with that bullshit, you know, of like proving ROI for something that I'm doing so that I can get more budget, which I do need to be good at doing. But I'm really just, what I enjoy doing is sitting down and like writing a script or writing a program that solves a problem, you know. And as I go up the chain, I'm supposed to be like removing roadblocks for other people. I'm not a manager, but I mean, you know, I'm getting to that point, and I enjoy that a lot less. And I, even though my boss is nice, I don't really like him as a boss, and I don't feel like he's very supportive. And I have some people on my team who are not, you know, I don't know. We're just still, I'm not enjoying my job as much, you know, but I make really good money. And it is an area that I enjoy. I mean, there's nothing else as far as, I want to be dealing with technology. I want to be working with code. I want to be all of that stuff I want to be doing. I think it may be better if I was doing it on a different team. So I'm still considering like what my options are. But the problem is, you know, I've gotten myself to a point where I'm in a good spot, but I think my performance is going to start, you know, declining, and eventually it's going to be a problem, because I'm either not going to achieve the results that I need to achieve or something, you know. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, I'm just in one of these existential crises. I don't know. I don't even know why I got off into that. But anyway, all that being said, it makes it very easy for me when I go in to be like, ugh, I don't feel like doing anything. So this weekend, on Saturday, I was like, okay, we got to accomplish something, you know, and I've been wanting, we have all these boxes in the garage. I think this is a typical thing. Boxes tend to congregate in garages. And when we moved, I never completely unpacked everything from the studio, from my studio. Plus, I keep buying new equipment for the Pride 48 New Orleans events and stuff like that. And I didn't have room in my new studio to put all the Pride 48 stuff. And so after Pride 48 New Orleans, all that stuff got shoved into a corner in the garage, and it was just looking very messy. And so I'm like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to look for garage shelving, because that will help. So we went to Home Depot, and we looked at shelving, and we found some shelving. And I think I'm going to need to buy some more. And but it was substantial shelving. I mean, it's metal. It's like an erector set almost. Like if you're a child and you have an, it's like a huge adult erector set. It comes in all these pieces and these metal rods or metal like L-shaped feet or legs, and the shelves, you know, the little things that hold the shelves, they have little pegs that sit down in these holes that are in the legs. Anyway, it's like an erector set basically. So we came, and we also needed a small hand vacuum for our stairs so we can vacuum the stairs easier. We have never, okay, I'm gonna admit something that's really gross. We've lived in this house for a year and a half. We have never vacuumed the stairs. And they're carpet, and you know, I mean, they're not horrible, I guess, but we've never vacuumed them. So I'm gonna be vacuuming them soon, but I haven't actually pulled the vacuum out of the box yet. But we got that, and we got the shelves. I spent the rest of the day putting together the shelves and putting stuff on them, and it looks so much nicer, and there's so much room in the garage now. And there's one other area of the garage that's kind of a little cutout area where we had all of our Christmas decorations and stuff like that. And that's starting to look really cluttered, so Mark and I think we might buy one or two more of these shelves and put that stuff on those shelves so that looks more organized as well. Such an adult thing, but it was actually fun, because when I was done, there was room. We were like dancing in the garage because we had so much room in there. So anyway, we did that, and then on Sunday, we just had church, and then we just kind of hung out and watched Netflix. We finished up, we finished up Queer Eye on Netflix. We also finished, there was something else we were watching, and I can't remember what it was now. But then we started Witcher, which actually I'm really enjoying so far. Witcher has got the guy who played Superman. And I want to say Ralph is his last name, but I'm not sure of that. Anyway, and it's all up my alley because it's fantasy. He's like a being that was created by magic, and he goes around and, I don't know, he goes around and kills monsters. And they had gratuitous nudity in the first episode. They just had these women walking around with their breasts hanging out. I don't really understand that. It was not really, I don't know, it wasn't really pivotal to the point they were making or anything, and they're just kind of walking around in the background, and I'm like, oh, okay. So anyway, we did that. We watched a bunch of Netflix, and I put together shelves on the weekend, and that was it. And then today, I got nothing else accomplished, but I think I'm going to learn the C programming language, because I never learned that. Not at work, just as a hobby. I never learned it. I learned Java in college, and that's what I use at work. And, you know, I know other things like HTML, CSS, a little bit of JavaScript. I know C Sharp. I used to use Visual Basic back in the day. I know a little bit of Python. I know a little bit of a lot of things, you know. But I was thinking, if I really want to get back to basics and really understand the concepts of programming, I should learn C. And I installed, I took my old laptop because Windows was not running well on it, and I installed a version of Linux on it. And so I'm going to maybe make that as my C programming environment. We'll see how that goes. All right. Well, I did want to read one thing. I got a tweet from someone. I'm not going to give their name, But it says, hey, Adam, I just wanted to wish you all the best for 2020 and thank you for all you do with the podcast stuff and Pride 48. I'm on the red wine, so emotions are high, but I really mean it. I'm about to come out of the closet and you give me strength. Hearing gay people just living their life freely and just being you is inspiring and more powerful than you may realize. I've been suppressing my real identity for such a long time. It is starting to impact me, my health and well-being. And he's in Britain. I don't have time to read the whole thing. But anyway, thank you so much. I will say, I want to talk about this a little bit more. I'm actually not completely out at work. But we'll talk about that. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.